Conference tournament's going to begin tomorrow for Winston, and Winston's head basketball coach is Eric Lewis. Redbirds are undefeated. I believe the first 1-20 wins on the season, at least within our territory here, and we're able to get to that point with the first of all a victory against St. Joseph Christian. I think you were going to play them last time we visited, and that was, you know, that was a game that was going to be, you know, a tester because of what they had done, particularly on that floor, to some very good teams. You know, within, you know, relatively recently, at least in relation to the time you played them.
Well, first, Stuart, let's make it clear. The Bearcats are also, they're 21-0, so they were probably the first ones. So we want to go get Bearcat Nation happy there. St. Joe Christian on their floor. Yeah, they had beat Bramer and Worth County the week before and Albany on that Friday. So they had a good week. They were feeling confident. You know, the new coach, new system. They had a little bit of a run at the beginning of the year, but they lost some in the middle there. But all of a sudden, they really started playing well. And all through it, they played good man defense. And their offense kind of came alive that week before we played them. And this was a very good game through two, three quarters. We had a slight lead, and then all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, you know, the line was keep playing good defense. Eventually the offense will wake up, and we scored 30 in the fourth to pull away. So, but they're a good team and definitely one to watch in the future.
Okay, Newtown Harrison, the following week was a win for you, 66-21, and that's a team that against, you know, that mid-pack, and it's a sizable mid-pack in the league this year, they've been more than competitive.
We had a very large crowd. This was our homecoming game, and Coach Hostetter was missing a couple players. So, you know, I think even full force, we would have had a slight advantage on them, but being down a couple, they had difficulties with our defense, and we jumped out to an early first quarter lead and, you know, just kind of pulled away. We had good balance scoring that night with about 8 or 9 different boys scoring. But, I was pleased for Newtown that next week. They got all their players back, and they had some success. They beat East Harrison, and I was happy for those boys because they got some good kids that played hard. And they only had 5 or 6 that night we played them, and they just kept battling for coach the whole way.
Okay, Osborne was the first of a back-to-back that was earlier this week. Beat Osborne, a win, again, won pretty comfortably. Had you seen any noticeable change in that group from when you had played them, well, early in January, early to mid-January as opposed to Monday night?
They did have a better second quarter, so they kept playing hard. We were out to an early first quarter lead. They start several freshmen and young kids. And regardless, it's just because they played for a month didn't necessarily mean they were going to be able to compete against juniors and seniors a lot better. But, you know, they did still play with confidence, and they played hard for 4 quarters. We had 4 different starters in double figures that night. You know, it was a chance. We really, I suppose, 3 or 4 of my starters just played in 2 quarters. But it was a great night for our middle of our lineup and the bottom lineup there. A lot of other players to get a chance and get some quality playing time. So we were also trying to rest the legs a little bit because we knew what we had coming the next night.
All right, the next night was the matchup with Mercer. And because of the way that the conference season's kind of unfolded and the way that both teams have, you know, taken care of their conference opposition, you know, they had just separated. Or, you know, there was some separation between Winston-Mercer and then the other pack. So in that regard, it meant that there was a lot of weight that came to this game, and you went to Mercer and played well again, and particularly got off to that early start. And when you're on the road in that type of a game, road, neutral site, whatever, in that type of a game, it's so much easier to get off to a good start.
Yeah, it was nice. I felt like our defense carried us a little bit in the first half. They had 13 on the board. I don't know how that they shot very well, but we had a good second quarter and we're up to, I think, a 19-point lead at half. And then I don't feel like we brought back the same intensity. It was one of the first times I've seen a mental lapse on our boys. And also along with that, Mercer definitely picked up their intensity. I'm sure Coach Wyatt had a great halftime speech and motivated them to get after a little bit more, show some pride on their own floor and in a conference, perhaps a conference title game. And they did bring a lot more energy in the second half. You know, it's one of those struggles whenever you're up 12-15 in the mid-fourth. If you start attacking again and you get good shots and you miss them, all of a sudden you let your opponent drop it back to 8 or so. I think we probably were patient. It was a good chance to work on some ball handling and work at some clock and getting quality scores. You know, hats off to what Coach Wyatt's had to deal with. He's had a variety of starters gone this middle of the winter, and he's kept them together, kept them working hard. They've only got two or three losses on the year. And, you know, he's kind of like us in that his top quality at 6-7 players. When you start talking about it, he's had two different starters gone in the last month. They've done a fantastic job of keeping themselves at the top of their game. So I could see, you know, them being right there waiting for somebody to play him in the conference tournament championship later this week.
All right. And that conference tournament's going to begin tomorrow. They'll have, you know, the marathon day of the first round games. It'll be tomorrow. And the thing you get with a conference tournament, now with the conference tournament back to February, is one, everybody is familiar, has generally played everybody else within the league now, so there's a much larger degree of familiarity. And the other thing you kind of get, and you would potentially get that with Mercer if everything would unfold, but is the fact that it's a relatively quick turnaround too, so it's fresh in their mind.
Yeah, you know, I think there'll be some different things. One, we play pretty well on our floor, but I know he picks back up another starter. The Shipley Bulls back, and that adds some size and some scoring and post defense for him. I think that'll make a difference. And we let him have a little bit of confidence in the second half. Had we continued, you know, we were up 19 and a half, and we wouldn't be able to continue that, you know, maybe we would have a little bit more of a mental advantage. But I think both teams will come ready to play if we should meet up next Friday. You know, there's hopefully will be a competitive girls game in front of that. Grundy North Harrison girls, one of them hopefully can step up and give Coach Owens a good game.
By the way, that specific instance that you had talked about, having that kind of having a lead that you haven't necessarily put them away, but it's fairly comfortable at least for that time in the fourth quarter. How do you go ahead about making the decision about whether you are going to attack or whether you're going to hold back? Do you just do that by feel or by that specific game, or do you follow general rule?
Well, with the leadership I have on the floor, my point guard Craig Lewis and the off guard Jacob Lewis, they both handle the ball extremely well, very, very experienced. They can hit their free throws. So, you know, it's a pretty easy decision for me to make if I decide we want to take some time off the clock. I know we're pretty safe in that. In other years, there's been times where I'm a little nervous about maybe leaving it in my guard's hand that long and letting them make that many decisions, but I feel pretty safe this year.
Okay, that's Eric Lewis. He's head basketball coach of Winston.